Good afternoon. I'm Michelle Bliss. You're listening to Beyond the Headlines, and I want to welcome you to Reno Public Radio's very first Grammar Girl segment with author Mignon Fogarty. She's the creator of the Quick and Dirty Tips Network, which offers podcasts on just about every grammatical subject you can imagine. And she's also the newly appointed chair in media entrepreneurship for UNR's Reynolds School of Journalism. Welcome, Mignon.
Thank you, Michelle. I'm happy to be here.
And like I said, the Grammar Girl segment is a new addition to Beyond the Headlines. We'll be offering it every month, and in it, you'll hear Mignon discuss both the intricacies and some of the unexpected quirks of the English language. For today, Mignon is going to tell us about a recent conversation she actually had with James Dashner. He's the author of a YA novel called The Maze Runner. It just came out as a movie, and they talked about a very sticky issue of whether or not to use curse words in writing that's intended for a younger audience. So we'll hear about that in a little bit. But first, as we approach the start of the fall season next week, Mignon's going to talk to us about that word fall and its companion word autumn. Mignon, what should we call this season that's fast approaching?
Long ago, it was just known as harvest. It's when the crops were harvested. Then autumn came around, and Chaucer was actually the first person to use the word autumn, if you look it up in the Oxford English Dictionary. So he was the first person to write it down. And that line is, autumn comes again, heavy of apples. So they were having the same autumn that we have today, the apple harvest. So autumn was the word that came first. And then it turns out that fall really came about in America. It's an American word. And it comes from fall of the leaf. When the leaves start to fall, it's the fall of the leaf, or now shortened to fall. And spring actually comes from the same kind of phrase. We get spring from spring of the leaf, when the leaves spring out from the trees. So fall of the leaf and spring of the leaf are sort of coordinate phrases, and then they got shortened to fall and spring. Fall took hold in America, but they still stick with autumn mostly in Britain.
Is it okay, though, to use autumn here?
Oh, sure. It's, you know, it's like using any other less common word or a British spelling, putting U in color. It might stand out a little bit. You could use it for effect if you wanted to sound a little different. But the American style guides, the AP style book, for example, and the Chicago Manual of Style, they recommend using fall.
And one of the treasured pastimes of the fall is taking a sip of hot apple cider. It's one of my favorites. But perhaps we're not calling that beverage the right thing.
Right. Well, here we get to apples again. So it turns out that cider means an apple drink. So technically, calling something apple cider could be thought of as redundant. Now, there's a longer history. So in Old French, you know, in the 800s, cider meant juice pressed from any fruit. But then by the time it came into English, it really did mean an apple drink. So originally saying apple cider would have been redundant. But now, again, as language changes, we have companies selling peach cider and blueberry cider. So now it may actually be necessary to distinguish what kind of cider you're selling. So apple cider does serve a purpose to distinguish it from the other kinds of juice from pressed fruit that are now today available. It joins the same category as chai tea. Chai also means tea, and so some people think of that as redundant. But because if we just said tea, people would think of black tea, and if we said just chai, when it was first introduced in America, people wouldn't have known what it was. So chai tea served a very practical purpose, even though it actually is redundant.
And Mignon, as we mentioned earlier in this segment, you actually got to have a very special conversation with James Dashner earlier this week about his writing and his use or lack of use of curse words in the book The Maze Runner, which has just come out as a movie. Tell us what you learned from that conversation.
Right. James Dashner is a wonderful, helpful guy, and he is the author of The Maze Runner, the book on which the movie is based. And he was kind enough to answer some questions by email for me about the language in the book. So it's a YA post-apocalyptic story of a bunch of teenage boys and one girl who are stuck in this place, and they have to get out through a very dangerous maze. And it's, you know, it's a really tense situation. So he said, you know, gosh, you know, I didn't want them running around saying, oh, gee, golly darn, here comes a griever. The grievers are the monsters. But he also, because it was a YA novel, didn't want to litter it with swear words. So he made up a language for the book. He has the characters, they call each other shuckface as an insult, and they might say, oh, you're just a shank. You know, so these words, they sound rough and offensive, but they're not real swear words. So, and that is something that a lot of YA authors employ, and a lot of world builders that are writing in fantastical or science fiction worlds. You know, I always laugh when I watch sci-fi TV shows or movies and they have, you know, words like, oh, frel or oh, frack, you know, things like that. So another YA author I like, Brandon Sanderson, wrote a book called The Rhythmatist, which has a magic system based on drawing with chalk. And when they are swearing, they say, oh, dusts, because of the chalk dust. So it, not only does it take out the offensive language, but it also helps build the world in these novels. And it's a very interesting way of using language.
Mignon, thank you for joining us today.
You're welcome. It's my pleasure.
Mignon Fogarty is the creator of the Quick and Dirty Tips Network, and she's done podcasts on just about every grammatical subject imaginable. You'll be hearing from her every month here on Beyond the Headlines, and you can also find her on Facebook, Twitter, and at quickanddirtytips.com. For Reno Public Radio, I'm Michelle Bliss.